You like potato, and I like patata. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, patata, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
Talk about settled principles there.
Right, absolutely. Exactly. But let me ask you how you'd pronounce N-E-V-A-D-A.
Nevada.
Right. It sounds like a joke, but the pronunciation of the state's name... the whole thing over the pronunciation. It's a serious business.
There's a whole thing over the pronunciation.
There is a huge deal over pronunciation.
They want to pronounce it potato?
There's even a Facebook page. Get this. There's a Facebook page. It's called People Who Don't Like People Who Pronounce Nevada, Nevada, and it has almost 13,000 members.
I used to live in Oregon. Where
Oregon
said Oregon, and it drove the people in Oregon crazy.
Right,
and I was one
it's
of them.
So disputed
at
this
serious.
Point.
These are serious.
That
issues.
Outgoing Assemblyman Harry Mortensen is now working on a resolution that would make Nevada an equally acceptable pronunciation as Nevada.
We got to get Ian Milchrist
right.
in here to explain
Milchrist,
what the hell is going on.
Senior producer with KNPR's State of Nevada. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I understand you are not native to Nevada.
That is true. I am not, like many other Nevadans.
But you pronounce it how?
Nevada.
Okay, but you had to learn how to do that, right, when you first took
Pretty
your
much.
Job?
When I was living in New York, everybody said Nevada, and that kind of came naturally to me with my little accent.
From Australia,
but the fact
yeah.
is, the very first day I showed up at the office, back in 1989, I was taken aside, and my colleague said, listen, you'll have to learn this. It's Nevada. And so that's how it's said.
So wait, you used to say what?
Nevada.
And now
with a long A, like bath or glass.
And now you say?
Nevada.
Okay,
like
but
bad,
this...
Okay. Sad, glad.
All right, but this is such a serious thing that newspapers, even back to the 1940s, scolded boxing champ Jack Dempsey for saying Nevada. George W. Bush got criticized for mispronouncing it. And then I want you to hear a clip of how the audience reacted to Michelle Obama when she was on the campaign trail back in 2008.
It is so nice to be back in Nevada. We are so happy to be here. Nevada, Nevada, Nevada! 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 Oh, no!
So kind
I've
of
been
a yoga
in South
thing.
Carolina too long.
So this, you know, to a certain extent, is this just a way to kind of tell if someone's not from here?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a great way to sort of say whether you're native or whether you've at least got enough respect to learn how the natives say the name of the state. In fact, Mortensen says that in his plan, that this is really just for the other 8 billion people who don't live here, for them to learn how we can pronounce it.
But so if you say Nevada, you're more likely to make bad blackjack bets and get,
But, you know, I got to ask you, Ian Milchrist, there's so many places that are pronounced differently. I mean, think of all the different ways people pronounce New Orleans, Louisville, Kentucky, Illinois. Some people say Illinois. I mean, why is it such a big deal in Nevada?
Well, I think it's partly because a small state like Nevada takes a long time to get any respect. And when you find great national figures like George W. Bush or Michelle Obama coming and their prep people haven't even told them how to pronounce the state, it's like an insult. I mean, we're just like the last stop on flyover country, and people would like to be a little bit more than that.
That is Ian Milchrist. He's a senior producer on KNPR State of Nevada. Thanks so much, Ian.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.